Lesson 5.2, Advertising Then and Now. Most advertising in ancient times was word of mouth, that is, people liked something and told others about it. But even then, people advertised by putting inscriptions on walls, for example to display political slogans, and to offer household goods for sale. Also in Rome and Greece, in ancient times, it was common for people to use papyrus, a kind of paper, to advertise things they had lost or found. Papyrus was also used for posters to advertise political campaigns. Many traces of these advertisements have been found in the ruins of Pompeii, a city destroyed by a volcano, which erupted in 79 AD. The tradition of wall or rock painting as a way of advertising goods is even more ancient, and examples can still be found in parts of Asia, Africa, and South America. Printing developed in the 15th and 16th centuries, and this increased the forms of advertising. Handbills, small, printed notices and advertisements, became common. Then, by the 17th century, advertisements started appearing in weekly newspapers in England, including classified adverts for personal goods and services. In the 19th century, mail order catalogs appeared, promoting all kinds of goods. Finally, the 1960s were a key period in the development of advertising. Advertisements became more creative and more interesting. Also, they began to draw attention to the unique selling points, the USPs of products. These are the qualities that make a product different from competitors' products. These days, advertisers have come up with new ways of promoting their products. For example, product placement is now common. This is advertising in TV programs or films by having a character, preferably played by a famous actor, use a particular product. For example, Tom Cruise's character in the movie, Minority Report, had a computer with the Nokia logo on it, and his watch was clearly made by Bulgari. TV commercials are a very effective medium for advertisers, though these are very expensive. If an organization wants to have a 30-second TV advert during the annual Super Bowl game in the United States, they have to pay about $2.5 million. Perhaps the most interesting development is the use of famous personalities to endorse a product. The basketball player, Michael Jordan, endorsed Nike products and wore them while playing. David Beckham, the footballer, endorsed police sunglasses. Getting well-known personalities to endorse a product can be very expensive, but endorsements certainly increase a product's sales, especially if the personality has a positive image in the eyes of the public.